Hello, 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 and welcome to the Boss Lady Social. This podcast is dedicated to helping you step into your power, own who you are, and learn how to monetize your authentic self in your life and business. I'm your host, Courtney Schoberg, hashtag queen, social media and marketing guru, and six-figure earner. On this show, we talk strategy, we get vulnerable, and we are known for bringing on the woo and all the high vibes. If you're ready to learn how to grow your business and create the life of your dreams, all while being unapologetically who you are, you've come to the right place. Let's get into it. Welcome back to the Boss Lady Social. I'm so excited for this episode. This is something I am super duper passionate about. And something that I think is going to be very beneficial to you. And today we're talking all about why your job title doesn't mean shit. Why it doesn't matter. Why what you call yourself and that little placard on the outside of your door or your office or your Instagram bio or whatever it is that you are trying to convey to your audience through a title does not matter at the end of the day. So we're talking titles versus transformation. So something that I see as a marketing coach and with hundreds of thousands of students is people always get so caught up on what do they call themselves. Courtney, what do I call myself? I'm not a life coach, but I'm not a blah, 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 blah. I'm not a this, but I'm not a that. Okay. Step number one, it does not matter. I know that sounds super counterintuitive and against like every marketing rule ever, but excuse me, I used to be so concerned with this. Am I a social media manager? Am I a coach? Am I a marketing? Like, I didn't know what the hell to call myself. And to be quite honest, like the hashtag queen, forget about that. I did not want that title attached to my name. I was super resistant to it. But what I've realized is that we have to stop getting so caught up in what it is that we do, because at the end of the day, that doesn't really matter, right? What matters is, and what we need to focus on, is the transformation that we're creating for our clients, right? What transformation is it that you are providing to your clients that is changing their life or business? Really, because at the end of the day, would you hire somebody? Let's say you wanted to lose weight, right? Because a lot of people feel like they want to lose weight. I know I do. Let's say I want to lose weight. Am I going to focus on hiring somebody that has the most fanciest fitness title in their Instagram bio? Or am I going to help someone whose bio says, I help entrepreneurs who feel successful in their business, but unsuccessful in their health, reach their goals? Oh my God, if you're a health person and you do this, contact me, because that is the best transformation ever. It's super specific. It speaks directly to me and my goals. And when I read that, and I know some of you guys are going through the same thing, if you read that, you're going to hire that person, right? We're not even going to blink an eye. And so that is why it is so super important that we ditch the title and embrace the transformation. Because your clients, they don't care. They don't care about your title. They don't care how many degrees you have. I mean, unless if you're like a triple bypass surgeon and going to the top school because my life is in your hands. I don't really care, honestly. When it comes to school, I could give a shit less. What the only schooling that like really matters to me is like legit like heart surgery or some sort of procedure that takes a lot of training and years and practice, because I also believe a lot of like holistic medicine and a lot of holistic doctors or holistic specialists don't necessarily have a degree, but I certainly trust them with my life because of the transformations that they've given to their clients, right? So how can you better market your transformation? Okay, step number one, we got to get real specific. Okay, I know specificity scares the shit out of you. It scares the shit out of me too, but we're not trying to connect with just anybody. So going back to my example of me trying to lose weight, okay, I don't know why this is my example, but this is my example. If I'm trying to lose weight and I am looking to hire a coach and that coach specializes in high six-figure earners who are so focused on their business but don't pour the same amount of energy into their health, that's going to be my person, right? And so I want you to start thinking about, instead of trying to transform everyone, how can we get specific and transform our dreamy clients? Because here's the problem with attracting just any clients, whether they're paid clients or not. Attracting just anybody to your profile, to your Instagram, to your website, to your Facebook group, to whatever it is that you're trying to attract people to. The reason that it's going to hurt you in the long run if you don't get specific is because specificity sells, not only because it's a lot easier for your ideal client to understand that you are their person, but if you just hire anybody or bring anybody on because they're willing to pay you, the chances of them getting the life-changing transformation that you can market to the next person is very slim to none. And I've had this happen to me a lot of times, especially in the beginning of my business, because I've been there, right? The beginning of your business, you're starting out, you're either working a full-time job on the side and doing a side hustle, or maybe you're like me and you jumped straight in with no money, nothing but maybe one credit card. Joe didn't have a job. I didn't have a quote unquote regular job. And all we had was like one credit card that was almost maxed out. That was all we had. And I dived in, and when you're in that situation, it's so easy to just want to take anybody that will pay you because hashtag money, right? We just wanted to pay our bills, right? And that is not an unrealistic thing. That's reality. But what I realized is every person that I would bring on, just to bring on, no matter if it was a $1,000 client or a $12,000 client, because I've had everything in between, I realized that it didn't matter how much they were paying me. If they weren't my ideal client, they weren't getting a transformation. And for every person that I worked with for 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months that didn't get a transformation, it didn't matter how much money that I made, it didn't benefit me in the long run. Yeah, maybe my bills were paid, but it took away my time from finding the right people. And it basically made the last 1 month, 2 months, 6 months of me working with them not worth it, because I didn't have anything that I could give to the next person to say, hey, this last person I worked with had this, 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 and this happen. Because I didn't have any results, right? Because they weren't my people and it was a misalignment. And this is why number two, when it comes to titles versus transformations, your mindset about what you do really matters. Your mindset about the transformation that you're providing to other people really matters. If you don't fully believe in you, how are you going to get somebody else to fully believe in them? And so I know without a shadow of a doubt that if I didn't invest the thousands of dollars that I invested in and the hours and out, like literally years of time that I've invested into my own self-belief, self-worth, like life changing transformation, as far as like believing in myself, I wouldn't be here today. And so you have to fully get behind the idea that you are worthy, you know your shit, whatever that is, and that there are people out there, paying clients who want to invest in you, and you are their perfect person. Hey, hey, boss lady. I just want to take a quick sec and let you know that this podcast has been brought to you by my exclusive membership site, the Hashtag File Society. Inside the Hashtag File Society, my goal is to help you connect with your dreamy AF and ideal clients on Instagram. Using what? The power of the hashtag. But that's not all. Starting at just $35, you can get access to my entire Instagram course that has helped thousands of boss ladies just like you, Instagram superstar. Yep, an entire course for $35. Inside the Hashtag File Society, we strive to make Instagram easy, fun, and profitable for you and your business. For more info on how you can join, head to shesocial.co/hashtagfilesociety, or you can grab all the notes down below. If you're not making space for the right people to come in and you're just taking anybody that will pay you, you're hurting yourself. And so it's going to take a little bit of balls and a little bit of guts for you to say, hey, you know, I appreciate the $12,000 that you want to pay me, but this is just not working and this is not going to be a good fit. And that's scary as hell, because trust me, I've fired a five-figure client knowing that they would pay me lots more money because it just wasn't a good fit. It wasn't a good fit. We were both drained. We were both in misalignment, and that's why nothing was working that we were trying. And so, you know, I'm super grateful for that experience because it taught me a lot, and now I can make a podcast and teach you. And if I can save you one, two, three of these clients so that you can actually connect with your ideal clients, that makes all of those situations so much worth it, so much more worth it for me. So really, really important that not only you get super clear about the transformation that you're going to provide, but that you market it as a transformation, right? So the way that I market the Hashtag File Society, my membership site with 450 members right now, and growing, right? And growing, I market it as a tool to help you get in connection with your ideal client. I don't claim to get you to 10,000 followers, even though it could. I don't claim to, teach you anything other than how to connect with the right people so that you have an audience, a warm audience filled with people who are ready to buy, right? That is what an ideal client is. It's not just somebody who fits the profile. It's somebody that's actively looking for what it is that you do and ready to invest in themselves. Because you could attract a ton of, let's say your ideal client is a stay-at-home mom. I like to use this as an example. Let's say your ideal client is a stay-at-home mom. Well, you could attract thousands of stay-at-home moms to your profile, right? To your funnels, whatever. But if they're not willing and ready to invest in themselves, are they really even your ideal client? No, right? We're looking for people who are ready now to make change, to stand up for themselves, to believe in themselves, to leap, right? And so in order for you to attract that, you have to get in the right mindset and you have to market yourself as the person to get them to where they want to go. Right? I take you from point A to point B when you work with me, right? So I take my clients from not knowing what the hell they're doing on Instagram and having a bunch of random followers or no followers at all to having an audience filled with people who are ready and willing to buy their products and services and invest into them. That's what I do. So I really want to challenge you guys to look at the title that you're calling yourself and drop it. Throw it in the garbage, get rid of the title, and start marketing the transformation, right? How can you show people more on social media, on your email, wherever it is that you're showing up in person, whatever, that you are the person that's going to help them transform their lives? Now, one thing that I get that I want to talk about before I let you guys go is a lot of people have a lot of pushback for transformation because they think that if they create a product, let's say you design clothes, let's say you're a clothing designer, that you're not creating a quote-unquote transformation. You guys, I don't care what it is that someone's buying, they're buying it for a transformation, right? If you're buying a cupcake, you're buying that cupcake because you want to feel amazing and happy and taste something delicious. And that is a transformation, right? Because how you feel before you ate the cupcake versus how you're going to feel after you ate the cupcake is totally different. Most of the time, right? Clothing. I invest in pieces of clothing that make me feel like the badass version of Courtney, that make me feel like I can do anything, right? Because a piece of clothing can definitely give you that transformation. I went to a marketing event here in Portland, and I wore this jumpsuit. You probably saw it on my Instagram if you didn't follow me at the Courtney Schoberg, but I felt like a million fucking dollars, and I got so many compliments, and it was just from a good pair of earrings and a great jumpsuit and a pair of heels. It wasn't anything super fancy. So before you start going down the bashing yourself point of view, where we've all been there, so I've been there, don't worry, where you think, I'm not doing anything for anybody, blah, 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 I want you to rethink and retrain your brain to see the benefits of whatever it is that you do and how you do transform people's lives. And you need to own that. And you need to embody that. And you need to shout that shit from the fucking rooftops, because nobody is going to invest in somebody who doesn't believe in whatever the hell it is that they're promoting. So stop getting caught up in what you do. Focus on the transformation that you create, and understand that your clients truly do not care about your title. They just want to know how you can change their life. So let me know what you think. Send me a DM on Instagram, and I want to know, what is it that you do? How do you transform your clients' lives? And how can you start marketing it so that people know without a shadow of a doubt that you are the person that they need when they are looking for the specific transformation that you provide. All right, looking forward to connecting with you guys and hearing all your messages. And until next time, I will talk to you guys later. I just want to thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for tuning into today's episode of the Boss Lady Social. I know there are so many resources online, on podcasts, and all over the internet, to be frank, that you could choose. And the fact that you listened to my podcast today makes my heart so full. So, what's the next step? Let's be biz besties. I want to invite you over to the Boss Lady Social, my insider Facebook group, where we can go even deeper on all things needed to be a CEO and create the business of your dreams. If you're not over on Facebook, the next best place to find me is on my Instagram at the Courtney Schoberg. You can find all this information down in the show notes. But the last thing I want to say before I let you go is, if you've enjoyed this episode, could you do me a favor? Could you leave me some love on iTunes or screenshot this episode and tag me on Instagram? I have a mission to connect with so many boss ladies and make so much change. And the best way for me to do that is to get this info to everyone that I can. So thanks so much for coming today, and I will see you on the next episode.